Kinder können darf man sagt aber kann man das Base bin aber auch beginnt das Master bin die Mörder geben der Muslim auf der kann so well, once he gives them the key it's kind of so her the mama says was it Thomas I be cast of khulu if it's money it's money if it has a so it says yeah it's has a brias tell me has a but can I once he gives them the key it's like he said that. Now there's Rama Farage so Rama explains the process about them but what's that in days and days or it should say actually don't give them an olive the Muslim has to kaili either way Gabinol the god their culture when they give someone is null, he locks, and he fences off any part of the property of the ger. He explains, null, what does that mean? Where he established, he fixed a lock in the door to close it, which that's building. But locking, meaning just closing the door by the property of the ger, that would not be a chazaka, because that's just like chasing away the line from his friend's property. We're not doing anything actively to acquire it. Now, Avakav the Kabbalah says about them, although regarding renting homes, and Davdal Manav, which over there, Tizdim Maschal discusses this. Dikash Muslim of Teches, that when you give him up the keys, Havi Becheskes Sasech Libdik, now it's in the possession of the renter to go check out the house to see if there's no Chomes Deva Pesach. Roy, then, like, now you say something is regarding acquiring a home. So, wait a second, it sounds like that for sure just closing the door because he even giving over the keys enough. That's regarding selling and leasing a house to your friend. But regarding acquiring the property of a comrade, who's giving over to him to acquire it, that you would actually have to do binyan. That's how the Rambam holds. Says the Rambam is difficult to read because the Achmash Mabed here, it sounds like explicitly not Gemara, the Messiah's Maftech Likani, that just giving over the key is not acquiring. It's just the equipment, as if you say, okay, go take possession and acquire. But after Gabi Chametz, who told the Messiah's Maftech, it's only by the Halach of Chametz over there. That it depends on the giving of the key, because the mishma pteich biyadi, whoever has the key by him, all of lidik. So it's the it's incumbent upon him to do the bedika. Kivitru yochli kanz v'zehap pas lidik. He could technically just come into the house and do the bedika. And moreover, that's one question. And the Masha Peter Stifte explains like kind of bedinal is delis that you don't acquire by the just closing of the door. Ain yours. So it does not seem to be correct. Because the beginning paragraph zerka navayin zamin bezayim bedik mar says you got to get regret malach get the days lead b'teicha the tiftach to let the woman go. How she can acquire from this dying person on Shabbos? Let her go and be secluded in the room and open it. So and then she'll acquire the room and she'll acquire the grit to that. So I'm in the iluchud lekan. You see, just the closing of the door itself is acquiring. Shlach yochalas that she mentally can say that she made some type of lock, and that's how she acquired. Like the Rashbam says, like some type of binyan because the Shabbos here was Shabbos. But b'shas like this b'shabbos. Now although you know that acquiring Shabbos either, but b'shchem harshari by a dying person, they permit shlach to update that he shouldn't become overwhelmed and possibly cause him to die. And the meaning break mishmes like the Gemara says b'basadav kovnan vavna base. Now. So therefore, you see that it is enough. Not like Rashbam. Bechazik batim and the Gemara b'dim ba'basadav nazarim and alav. Namim b'chitzosa abis kebahudit nam. By the Mishnah where it says, ildivam shishlam chazaka. These are the things that have a chazaka. Ve'ildu shaylam chazaka. And there are certain things that don't work as a chazaka. Parach ha'gemar, the Gemara asks, maishna seif. What is the difference between them? And the Gemara says, he says that, or the Gemara says, ula, kol she'ilu b'nechzager kana. Anything that you do in the province of a ger that requires b'nechzager kana. So you acquire by your friend. Also, but next again, if you're not going to acquire, but next again, but next again, so your friend's assets, you also don't acquire. And Cain, so it comes like this, Tysus. So, based on that, the theme of the Gemara, it says, Hodik Tani Seva, so what it says, when the Seva, they hechnis Tani Gon Terabais, that we bring the chicken zit to the house. Hariza Chazaka, that's considered Chazaka. So that means to say, that if you do that by your friend's house, the equivalent is, but next again, if you did that by the property of the gear, you'd also acquire. By any time the kana, why you're acquiring? Because Mustabak is not such a time to go. We can presume when he put up with the chickens, no, he locked the door to protect him. Alma says, he says, when Ilz Del Zagi just closed the door is enough. And so, what do you do with the Rashbam's Raya? So, he says, the Ilndam is Tesvar. He says, the Ilndam is Nilz Del Samavrihari. Can't compare closing a door to just chasing a line. Because the Dafka doesn't throw. The specific when you put a pebble, the Sachrim in Emai, when you're just blocking water. Who the mean? Because the Gemara says, that's you didn't do anything, you're just chasing a line. Just made that the house didn't get flooded. I don't know, but regarding locking the door, she knows that you're locking the door in front of everyone else. Because you don't let anyone come in. Mucha Milsa, that's proving that it's his house. And the Kadmini Luchuda, and you're going to acquire with just locking the door. But other Mahasim, this Gemara says over there, and I've been given them bays. That Tabayin the Baltair and Benich Sagir, someone builds palaces in the convert's property. Uba, Achabahem, Lim, the Lassays, and someone else comes along and makes doors, Kani acquires. So it's just Ukhid, the Milsa Nakad. It's just saying the norm of the way is, because Shaisa Shemaimit Lassays, Rogel Nalam, the one who makes the doors is usually the one who locks it. But what I didn't know, Abulahim, the same thing would be if you just locked it without actually making it, you don't have to build it, not like Dreshba. So we have three machlokes regarding this halacha. Until when is the first partner exempt? So Rav had said, up until that he knows. So Klami says, Tosfos not like Rashi. He says, Shakol yotze, that the word get out, Shabar Magula, that the pit is uncovered. The Mishnah can presume that he heard, that according to Rav, that's enough to make him liable. Shmuel says, no, but Shmiya Ba'amal Mechayiv, just hearing is not going to be liable. People don't rely on just what they're hearing in the street until he's notified. But Be'echim says, no, even more time, until he's notified, Be'ezkapel Mechaz Arazim, and then he could hire workers and chop wood and then cover the pit. Which Tosfos points out, same thing as the second one, I mean, not like Rashi. We also give him this measurement. We just don't have to notify him because he already knows. Whereas the Shmuel holds, no, the Miyad Yesh Lo Hoitz B'Sham Shem, it's not true. Right away, he should have appointed a guard, and nothing should fall into the pit, and therefore, he does not get that time. Next test, Masal, it begins with the words of the Gemara. The oxen came along and fell in. Pishakon Rashi explained, because the Nefel boy Gamal with camels would actually fall in. We wouldn't have a question that would be liable, because the Legabe Gamal and Pachayahu, he's considered negligent. The wording also sounds like this. Now, Teicha is explained, basically, in Talmud, what's the reason? Seemingly, it's the same thing. No, he says, no, the Filish Gamal, even if camels wouldn't be common at all, but Yeshalachash, you have to be considered, maybe camels are going to come, and they could fall in, because it wasn't protected for them. But Ain Lachash, which that's what Teicha is addressing right now, but then if they could come, and they might fall in, you have to be concerned with that, so then they might weaken it, and then the action will fall in. Says, no, because there's another step. Avein lochesh yidu gemal miyiplach against Rav. They consider it two steps, that the camels are going to come, weaken it, and then afterwards, ox are not going to fall in, and therefore that's our question.